Hello there, and welcome to the Natalie and
Dennis
Show
Camera Angle
Podcast. Who was on that first shot? It was me the whole time?
Yeah, it's okay. Leave it. I think it's kind of funny. Happy Friday, everyone. Dennis is currently assisting with cameras, and it's kind of hard, honestly, to multitask, so I get it. It's all right.
At the beginning, though. And then I got it unlock after that.
All right, you guys, if you're looking at the visuals on YouTube, we are currently wearing the Columbia jerseys because Columbia's going to win.
We're decked out in full yellow kits for Sunday's game. Columbia actually made it to the finals. We were so happy, so stressed. If you follow Natalie on Snapchat, she just vlogged everything. Made me look like a psycho jumping over a couch.
Hey, honestly, the energy. We got to keep it for Columbia.
Yes. And honestly, Dennis, I was scared being there with you. You are scary when you're watching a game. He was mean, you guys. He was like, can you stop doing that? Can you stop breathing? Can you stop? Like,
no, I have to explain exactly how you are during a game. She's on her phone, right? On the couch, right? She's like, and I go, ooh, and she's like, what happened? What's going on? Did they score? And I'm like, no, it didn't score. It was just a shot or whatever. And then I'd explain. And it was a constant explanations. Because you don't watch soccer.
No, you know what I thought was funny? Go ahead.
So you don't watch soccer.
This was the first
time. You feeling now being integrated into like the soccer culture?
No, it's so fun, but it's so stressful. I was stressed, like straight up stressed. But it's funny because I watched a TikTok that I don't know if you guys have seen the ones where it's like, if you were to ask me what so-and-so means. So in this case, it was like, if you were to ask me what offside means. Right.
Oh, I saw that one too.
It's like, I would tell you, I don't really get it. But if you were to ask me on a deeper level what it means, I would tell you, I have no effing clue what it means. My boyfriend has tried to explain it to me countless times. Every time I think I get it, I don't. It doesn't make any effing sense. Abolish offside.
You don't even know what offside is.
I have no idea.
I've never even brought offside to a topic ever. Like, we never discussed it.
So there's that.
Do you know what offsides is, Samina?
As I was telling Natalie earlier, all I know is go Columbia, go.
Woohoo!
Go Columbia, go!
Hey, hey, hey,
mami, prende la radio, encienda la tele, no me moleste, que juega la tele.
Anyways, we are actually going to the finals Sunday. In Miami.
Are we? I don't know. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, yes.
We going to Miami with the cousins to the Airbnb. We going to watch the game and get hype.
So, Natalie, how did it go about? How did we manage to network our way into the finals?
I don't know. This is a you guys question.
What do you mean?
You guys made it happen.
Yes, but do you want to help explain the story?
I thought it was confidential.
I also was just going to say, isn't it confidential?
We're not going to say who did it, but we can say that.
Okay.
We managed to,
get to the final?
Yeah.
All right. Imagine they see it and they cancel our ticket.
No, because no.
I would cry for you.
Yeah, I would cry for you too. Oh my okay, God. So pretty much, I don't know how this came about, but you guys made it happen. So that's why I'm like, get the light and glory.
Okay, so basically. Their previous videos for Copa were doing real good. And we were like, you know, Colombia, we got a really good chance of making it to the finals. Let's see if we can finesse our way into it. So me and Dennis drafted up a little $4,000.
$7,000
email. Sent it, you know, was just like, hey, just leaving this for you in the inbox in case you're thinking about us. And they did think about us. And now they get to go.
Isn't that crazy, you guys? Wow. I'm so proud of you.
I think that leads into a deeper discussion about valuing yourself, but at the same time, outreach.
You guys are amazing.
As a person, overall person.
No, I really do want to give you guys, like, seriously, you guys have done so good this week. I've told you, but I want to really, they are doing amazing and they're an incredible team. And I'm so proud to be a part of it. Hey!
Thank you, Natalie.
Now I get to do creative and it's all I've ever wanted. Like, honestly, I hate managing people. I also hate working with others. So it's nice that
others,
I get to,
as we're next to you.
Yeah, but I like to work by myself. So you guys have allowed that to happen. So thank you. And it just goes to show, because this week we've been doing a lot of like, okay, how can we start reaching out to brands? How can we actually start like doing the whole thing?
Yeah.
And like, you guys are doing amazing. I'm just really proud.
So behind the scenes a bit, but not behind the scenes a bit. Every sponsor that we've ever done everything that we've ever done with any brand at all usually comes to us. We're not the type to go and pursue things. We're not also the type to like slide into people's DMs and be like, hey, yo, what's up? Like, we like your brand or whatever. Work with us. But you know, I've seen a lot of the creators that I watch full on go brand mode and start to negotiate and do things with companies, right? And sometimes I think you need to drop that like timidness sometimes and actually go and like pursue things that could potentially lead into like a really good business or start negotiating and do all sorts of stuff. So,
and you guys have been doing that. So I'm really, really happy.
That's a new endeavor for us that we have in the coming months.
Yes. But I don't know where we want to take this topic. I just wanted to mention how like we went to another Copa America thing, and we were late, like so late. It was the first time in 4 years I had straightened my hair. And you guys, I ran for 15 minutes. It was basically like, it was just the worst case scenario. And I'm a little bit traumatized by that. And I was telling you, like, let's make sure we get there this time. Like, I honestly, I'm a little panicked. I don't want to get there late.
Let's just say I misjudged the amount of people that go to these. I've been to soccer games before, but it's like not that level. Like, I've been to like MLS games. I've been to like Orlando Magic games. And the amount of people at these stadiums is the like upper 60,000.
Yes.
70,000 people.
That
right?
day there was 64,930 something.
Okay, that's very specific.
I remember the number. I was like, wow, that is crazy. But
Parking's an issue.
Parking was an issue. Everybody's very obviously excited. Nobody gives an F about anybody. So everybody's kind of like moving out of the way and
shoving.
The saddest thing though was hearing them play like their anthem song, like, and you see the
stadium light up.
And we're just like running,
we're outside.
So that's not going to happen again. And I actually think that was a learning lesson for this game.
Not just this game, but for life.
For life.
So normally we're not late to anything. We're actually very early, very punctual. But for some reason, in this circumstance, I did feel like I misjudged the amount of... We were there like an hour-ish early. Before that, we ended up doing like other things around the city of Miami, which we shouldn't have probably done. We just wanted to eat.
Yeah.
But regardless, we needed to leave earlier to make it earlier to the game.
So lesson learned, if you're going to a game, just get there real early.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
Did you think there weren't going to be as many people because it wasn't a Colombia game? Because
No, not at all. It's an Argentina game. It was still going to be packed.
Oh yeah. I forgot who was playing. Because in my head, I was like, extra prepared for this Sunday to drop you guys off to be like, yeah, we got to get there extra early because I know our people pop out.
Yeah, no,
we be popping out.
I think the assumption for Dennis was he thought that there would be better parking, like garage systems.
I thought it would be a parking garage, very similar to like college campuses, like buildings of just like parking. But that stadium was all outdoor parking, flat parking lots. Not levels, right? So it's honestly just one level of just some parking on grass.
Tell them about where you guys parked. Tell them about where you guys parked.
It was the best.
So, okay, next to the stadium is like this little community, and there were like a bunch of people with signs, and they had like $40 parking. They were trying to attract like the attention of people. And so we just passed them.
You said these little people. It was literally little boys.
Kids, little boys.
Little boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like these kids trying to hustle and sell parking tickets.
And I remember we looked at them and we're like, $40 for a parking out here? Nah, we're going to keep going.
We'll get an actual parking spot. Hell no. They closed the gates on us like three times.
They did. And the parking from the stadium to where those little kids were was 15 minutes of a walk. So that's where I mentioned we ran for 15 minutes. But yeah, we ended up coming back and
we ended up buying a $40 parking spot
at someone's house.
We parked in some random kid's driveway and ran into the game.
Oh my God, yeah.
How does that make us all feel? Sad.
To me, it's the fact that like once I'm there and my hair's all over my face and sweaty, the guy's like, you can't come in with your bag. And I'm like, what? This is so little. He said no. And oh my gosh. Yeah. But we made it through.
Lesson learned. Don't take a backpack. I saw some guy behind us who was also late, rejected at the gate because he had a backpack. So at that point, he had to take it back to the car.
We were underprepared.
But guess what? He probably didn't have a parking spot. He probably parked in the same community that we parked in. He would have to run all the way back to drop off his bag.
No.
Sad times for all.
Anyways,
way more prepared for Sunday. Moral of the story. Way more prepared.
Way more.
As a lot of you know, Sabina is our recent hire. She's been here before, but she is here again. And a topic that I saw online that I thought was really interesting is, what's the quickest you've ever seen a coworker fired? So, Sabina, you're not fired right now. You're
safe.
Don't
stress me out.
You're safe for now. No. But have you ever seen a coworker at one of your previous jobs get fired? And yes. How fast were they fired?
Same day. So basically. Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I used to work retail. I'm thinking, hey, it doesn't really matter. I used to work at Hollister for a really long time. And for those of you who don't know, Abercrombie owns Hollister. Mm. So she was an Abercrombie employee, but the Abercrombie had closed at the mall I was at. Mm-hmm. So she came down to work at Hollister. First day. And we're all just like in the shop walking around and we're like, where is she? You know, like we knock on the bathroom, like someone else was in there and we're just like, where is she? When suddenly she comes back in to the store. She wasn't even in the store. And we were like, because I was kind of, you know, I'm a chatty gal. Like I was friends with my managers. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck? And so
she wasn't even at work.
No, she had gone out on her phone to translate for her mom over the phone about something. Dang. I've had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I felt for her, but at the same time, let someone know. Oh. She literally just walked out of the store and wasn't even on her first day with us. Damn.
That's sad that her mom, though, was at fault for that. But so then what happened?
Also, that's just what she told us.
Oh, so you don't believe it?
That's just what she told us, but I kind of don't believe it.
She was out back smoking crack.
Probably. Oh my God. But then another time, this one was the first one that came to mind. So I used to work near us in a fast food place and very predominantly Latino. You say the it's like, hi, welcome to blank blank. Bienvenido a blank blank. ¿Cómo le puedo recibir la orden? In Spanish.
Yeah.
This little American man came in, not a lick of Spanish. Mind you, there are employees there that don't even speak English. Like, he had to come to us so often to be like, how do I do this? What am I doing? And like, I would just feel kind of bad too, because sometimes the cooks would just be talking about him and he didn't even know and he was right there.
Oh my God.
I would feel so bad, but he didn't last very long.
So he got fired?
He was not fired because he did not speak Spanish. I want to make that clear.
So he was fired because he couldn't get his job done properly.
Yes.
So he got fired because he couldn't speak Spanish.
You know what I'll never forget is David's mom when she started working at...
Pollo Tropical.
Oh my gosh. And just like, she doesn't speak English. Mm-mm. So she had to like learn, what does rice mean? What does beans mean? What does like chicken? And like, she literally said that she didn't understand anything. And wasn't there like a blind guy there that would always...
Didn't she say he was like mocho or something?
There was a lot
mocho is amputee for our non-Spanish speaking.
I don't know. It was just the most hilarious story because,
Anyways, some examples of people who have been fired in the same is people who are still actively working two jobs, leaving one job to go work at the other job and coming back and continuing to work both simultaneously.
Oh, what the heck?
Yep. So it's kind of like,
so they're counting the hours.
It's kind of like Sabina's story, except they find out that the girl was working at Abercrombie and Hollister at the same time.
That's just so hard. Honestly, I feel really bad for people that have to do that.
Yeah.
And I also just feel like that's a lot to put on yourself.
It is.
That's like having, sometimes people like before they'd be like, oh my God, having two girlfriends is so cool. And like, stuff
what?
Like
that. What? What? Wait. I've never heard of that ever.
Okay. I might have phrased that wrong. But like, I've had friends who, oh God, I'm so tired.
Before then, she literally had to go get a coffee,
you
guys.
You can't blame tired for that audacious comment.
Wait, I'll get back to that. But I just want to mention, guys, today's my second day of my period.
Oh, here we go.
Guys, my periods are hard. I'm not fucking kidding.
They are.
Okay, going back to that. What was my purpose with this? Wait. Can you remind me what we were talking about?
No.
Please. Oh, the two jobs. Yeah. So obviously it's not good to have two girlfriends. I'm not here defending the man, but it was more difficult for him to like manage.
No fucking dog.
I'm sorry.
How do you manage two girlfriends at once? Anyways.
That's what I'm saying. How do you manage two jobs?
That reminds me of that song.
Two jobs.
I got two phones. One for the club and one for the...
I've never heard that song before. That don't sound that good. Sad.
We're old. That's why I think we're older.
So yeah, working two jobs actively at the same time within the same building. That so someone had a job on like the 7th floor and the 6th floor, and then he'd continuously go up and down.
Slick. He really thought.
Work with it within the first 2 hours of training. She asked where she can go and have a smoke. Went outside, smoked in front of supervisors. Got in trouble. Another one, she called the first day and said her grandmother died. Called the next day and said her car wouldn't start. Called the third day and said her blow dryer broke, so she couldn't dry her hair.
What the heck?
That's why she couldn't go to work, because she had wet hair?
That's over.
And then the last one is a guy that refused to wear personal protective equipment at a construction site and that he eventually got fired.
That makes a lot of
sense. Why wouldn't you wear a hard hat?
Some people are really stubborn in their ways.
They really are.
Regardless of whether there's rules or not, right? Like, I know a couple of people that are pretty stubborn and, you know, don't want to change their perspective. Not us, but like in general, in life.
I was about to say, you calling me out?
No, not us. We're all very nice people who follow the rules. What are you going to say about that?
No,
Mrs. I just, two girlfriends.
No. I just wanted to say, but I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, so maybe I don't want to say it.
Do it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Do it.
I feel like one of the funniest excuses I've ever heard have come from Navi.
Oh, Navi's excuses are next level.
Like, I straight up would have fired him. I've told him. I said, I would have fired you if you weren't Dennis's cousin, and I didn't hire you, so I'm not going to fire you. But, like, you're not meeting my expectations.
He's an unofficial employee. He's never been hired or fired. He's just there.
He's just there.
But I think what's so funny is, like, it's his confidence. And I loved it at first. Like, at first, he looked at me in the eyes and he was like, Natalie, va a ser diferente. He was like, I promise you.
I'll never let you down.
I said, Davi, I don't believe you. But, but it's okay. Like, We'll see. So like
proceeds to let us down.
So the first month, Dennis lets him borrow the laptop, right?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to like do some cuts for the podcast. I don't know what ended up happening, but he came back with nothing.
He cut for 3 days. He cut for 3 days. I made him show me what he had. He was still learning how to use Final Cut. Didn't know how to cut.
Okay. So yeah, so it is kind of funny. But then there's this other time where he calls me and I'm like, where the heck is that? Because one of my biggest pet peeves is time. I'm a time person. I just like that. That's all I ask of you. Like, be here on time.
As we relate to the biggest game of our life.
No, I just care. And that's why I was so pissed. I was mad at myself. I was mad at you. We were running. We were pissed. Like, literally, that's the trauma. So I don't know where that comes from, but that's very interesting. So anyway, so he calls me and he's like, Natalie, no voy a poder venir. You won't imagine what's happened to me. And I'm like, oh, what? No. He's like, I lost my tooth.
Oh my God, yes.
I was like, you're kidding. Yes. I don't believe you. And he did.
He did lose his tooth.
He broke a tooth.
He did break a tooth. But also, he was at the beach with friends. Like, he should have been here hours ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, one thing about me.
The next time after that, I was like, where are you at? He's like, on a plane to New York. and then I'm like, what the fuck? We were supposed to work today. He's like, mira primo, I only have one life and I'm 20 for only a little bit of time.
No way he said that to you there. He said that to my face here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is it. Like, I'm not going to give you any more chances. If Dennis calls you to work, then you can come. If not, it's just not happening. But I will say for me, like, I'm as an employee, I'm never here to motivate anybody.
Employer or employer?
Employer.
Thank employer. You. Employer. Yes. Okay. As an employer, I'm never here to motivate anyone. And I've learned that the hard way, because in the past, especially like, I think it's a Hispanic thing to want to like help each other. My mom was always the kind of person that was like, can you help your cousin and give them a job? Can you help this person give them a job? And they were never qualified to do the job. So I would do that for that person. And guess what? I'd have to motivate that person. And then guess what? It's just, it never worked out.
It's a lot of handholding.
Yeah. It's a lot of extra work for you.
It is. Exactly. And like, it's very overwhelming, and that's not my job. So I honestly think you were a unicorn hire in the sense.
Thank you.
No. You were, because I was afraid because of our past experiences. So when Dennis literally, and I saw the message he sent you, of like, it was the most casual, like, guys, come to work type of.
He literally goes, can you come to my house tomorrow at 1?
That
I was like, yeah, of course, I'll be there.
Yeah.
That's how I was hired, everyone.
It was so casual. And I was like, Dennis, like, are you sure? And I don't know. Like, I don't know. What did you see in Sabina that made you be like, she's the one? Because you're the one girl.
Because she was going to school. We've only hired people who never went to college. Wait, unqualified losers.
That's not true. No.
Personally think I'm name very unqualified people, for this job.
Name the amount of people we've hired that have a college degree.
What do you mean? Alejandro?
He went to film school, not college.
We do creative work. What do you expect?
It doesn't matter. A lot of it is marketing. Is a lot of,
okay.
You're in school. The point is, okay, for me,
I'm gonna argue that point.
No, okay, let me say it very fast and then we'll move into our next point. For me, just being in school and having good grades means you are good at following procedure.
Okay.
And talking to a teacher. Like, emailing is such a big part of this job that although I figured Sabina would be good at emails, even she still needs work. I can't imagine someone who's never been to school and puts the entire email in the subject of an email. Like,
I was just going to say that.
Like, that doesn't work.
What I have to say about that is I don't fully agree with you have to have a degree to like be amazing or work for somebody, because it does help, but I don't think that's the requirement for me, at least.
For me, it is, because it means you've jumped through enough hoops to accomplish something, right? A degree doesn't just fall into your lap. Like, you have to apply to school. Yeah. Make it into school.
I do think that
make it
school
everything.
Teaches you a lot of that. Like, that discipline.
That's what I'm going but for. Even not then, even I don't even care what degree it is.
But I don't think I personally don't think school creates that. I think that the person itself. Because there are people in school that still struggle with
100%,
that.
100% I agree.
And even after you graduate, people still struggle. Unless you change
it. But the majority of people who accomplished it and finished it and have the degree, it means that they had the motivation, which you mentioned,
I'll give that to you,
to get there, right? And so they can bring about the motivation internally and like bring it to the surface and then apply that to like something.
This actually reminds me, I had mentioned, well, I believe I'm very underqualified for this job. I do believe that the fact that I went to college did benefit me. I'm not even a graduate yet. Like, I needed an extra semester. I'm not the blueprint by any means. But earlier this week, and I had mentioned it earlier with you, Dennis was like, why don't you just switch your major to marketing for your last semester? I was like, boy, that would take so much more than just a semester. I was telling you, I think I've learned more from my 2 summers here than I would have in 4 years with a marketing degree.
I agree. I think 100%.
100%. I believe that.
And I also just want to say, as an employer, I also don't always look for the most qualified. I look for the people I see the most potential in. So it's interesting. You came in at a time where I was like, I didn't get to see that yet, but I started seeing that, you know? So that's why I'm like, okay, she's self-motivated. She's disciplined. She's this, she's that, she's that. But I don't know. Like, it's interesting that you're mentioning school creates that out of you. I really think that's an intrinsic thing.
No, I agree. I said that. I said that I agree with you.
Because we've even talked about like what happens if we have a kid like that.
But wait. I kind of want to expand upon that intrinsic thing.
Yeah.
Right? Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say the other day when I was 10 minutes late, I was so stressed. I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
I know. And I saw it in your face.
I felt so bad because I'm also an on-time person. Like, my dad has always been the person to be outside waiting in the car being like, Mona, my mom, Mona, bring your creams into the car with you. You can do your makeup in the little mirror. Like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
no, I saw that. Yeah. But I know that you're always on time. And so
I think what I was going to say is Sabina has changed my perspective on sororities and fraternities, because I know that you are a part of one, right? I've always felt like people that join those aren't very strong-willed independently to accomplish things.
Lots of stereotyping in Greek life.
Yes. Yeah, so for me, it's always like, oh, those people that want to be surrounded by others that want copies of tests, that want help in these classes, that want other people to inform them who the bad teachers are, who the good teachers are, want a little bit more of a push or help.
Did you get that from movies or where did you get that?
No, just
from being in school?
From being in college.
Yeah.
I would see people in my classes that were part of those and I would be like, well, you know, I'm going through it all on my own. I felt pretty independent. Mm. I wouldn't ask anybody for any help of what I need, not even a counselor, right? Mm-hmm. And so at the same time, I wouldn't say like I'm also like the blueprint right. for all of this either. Yeah. No one is, but no. Sometimes I also lack motivation. Like we all have our ups and downs.
Yeah, 100%.
And we'll see in the analytics and stuff how we're feeling. You can even look at a chart of our entire time online.
Yeah.
And when we're not performing well, it tends to be an unmotivated time. I would even say.
You know, when I think about my own like school timeline and stuff, I've never been the smartest kid. I haven't felt. Mm-hmm. I've lacked a lot of motivation, a lot. Mm-hmm. But I've always been disciplined. Like, it didn't matter. Like, I would show up, even if I gave, like, a little bit. And I felt like that added a lot to the current success that we have had because I just showed up, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. I didn't have to be the best of the best. I didn't, like, it was just that intrinsic discipline within me to just do a good job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think I relate a lot to like Japanese culture in the sense that they always do their best, even in the smallest of things. And I love that. And I see that in people as well. And it really bothers me when, like, for example, the advice that you were giving David about like Walmart and stuff, mm-hmm. like it bothers me to tell people that sometimes doing the bare minimum is enough because it's never enough and people see it. Yeah. And that's just my point of view.
No, I agree. So. For those of you that don't understand your reference, that was a previous podcast mm-hmm. where we discussed not going above and beyond at work because they'll work you to the bone. Mm-hmm. And that's my perspective on things. Like if you work too hard at like a Walmart, for example, they'll notice that you're keeping up with your job and they'll give you more work. Mm-hmm. That's my perspective still. Mm-hmm. I still believe that. But it doesn't mean that you should do bad work. That's also not what I'm trying to say. Like you should still try to achieve your quota, like what is expected of you, right? If they say, do this, do that, but don't do that, don't do more. That's in my perspective in terms of when you're working for someone else. Mm. Now, if you're working for yourself, if you're a small team like us three, right? Like if you are that important of a pillar to the sustaining of the business, then you need to go a little bit above and beyond. Like we obviously just, we were just creating a media kit. Like I just mentioned a little while ago, we're working with, trying to work with brands, right? Mm-hmm. Do we need to make a media kit when we email anybody? No. Right. But we made the attempt to stand out a bit more. Right. And so yeah. it's that we all work together to create that.
I'm so proud of that thing. I'm so proud of that thing. Oh my gosh.
None of you steal our media kit and use it as a template. Don't do it. You probably won't even find it online anyways.
You can't because yeah. it's just about me. Yeah. They can't use anything. Even honestly, I'd be open to sharing it and then for them to just see it because I think it's super interesting.
I'll link it below. I'll put it as a PDF below so you guys can see Natalie's media kit.
Make sure you click all the links.
Send them to your favorite brands. Be like, hey, this is my favorite creator. I found her media kit.
That's so cute.
Give her a brand deal.
Wow, that'd be so
literally,
cute.
Literally. Hey, so this is my girl, Natalie. I love her so much. Please pay her because then I get paid.
Let her get that bag.
You guys are so funny. No, anyways. But I do feel really lucky to have both of you.
I'm lucky to have both of you, honestly. I really do. If not for both of you, I would still be working at that fast food place down the road mm-hmm. at 4 a.m.
Sad times.
Sweating. Sad times. Smelly.
What made you apply at Miss One?
Honestly, I was applying to a bunch of places. I was applying to a lot of places.
How many said yes?
None.
Wow, really?
Wow. Yeah, I was applying for a lot of like medical translator jobs because okay. I have experience with that. I was also applying for like a receptionist jobs at other like health related offices, whether it was like a dentist, I think I applied to, or like a mental health, like a therapist, I applied to be a receptionist. Mm-hmm. None of them got back to me.
That's so interesting. And I feel like you'd excel in all.
Thank you. But then literally they just had a big, I'm hiring sign. And my mom was like, go in, ask. Mm-hmm. We just literally had no idea what it was. If I had known it was a fast food place before walking in, I probably wouldn't have walked in.
You didn't know what Mison was?
No, that is a Puerto Rican sandwich shop. There's only four in the U.S. There's four in the U.S. and they're all in Florida.
I didn't know that.
All four are in the Orlando area and there's only four in the U.S.
Orlando has the largest population of Puerto Ricans in the country, I think.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Very high density in terms of Puerto Ricans.
Okay, look at that. Wow, tell you now. Look at that.
Yeah. So moving into our next topic, we talked a little bit about each of our hobbies in terms of motivation and stuff or whatever. But there is more specific hobbies, and some hobbies make some people more attractive than others.
Really?
Have you guys ever dated, because obviously I've only dated Natalie. Have you guys ever dated dudes with really cool hobbies that made them more appealing?
No.
Personally. I've only had my first boyfriend right now.
What does your man do? What kind of hobbies he do?
Not much.
Not any hobbies. Okay. Natalie?
You said he goes to the gym a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's a gym bro. Yeah. He used to like play football at college.
Do any of those things make him more attractive?
No.
Imagine him watching
this. He can. Maybe I'll learn a new hobby of his. Maybe I'll inspire him to get a hobby.
Shit.
That's so
Natalie,
funny.
Maybe not previous honestly, boyfriends, but like tell us things that make people more attractive. Hobbies.
Well, honestly, I think that anything that somebody's like aspiring to be better at something is really attractive. Like you with soccer, that was really attractive to me when I first would go to like your
games,
the games and stuff like that. Like that was cool to see. And
you really thought that was attractive?
I really did think it was attractive. Oh, it was so attractive that my mom literally was like, who are you looking at on the field? My mom, like, no. So I was like, mom? Like, now literally my later. Mom too. But you've become a better cook and that has been great too. That's very attractive as well. Yeah, I think like just for me, a man that is like tidy, like I always mentioned to you, like I love that you don't smell. And that
thank you.
You take care of your hygiene.
The bare minimum of requirements.
Yeah. Like you like cut your nails, you put deodorant on, you're very like it's actually
put together.
Yeah, we were discussing how Dennis has ball wash.
That yes. is a thing for those of yes. you that didn't know. Ball wash.
He has ball wash.
I wash my balls. Wash. That is extremely
shocking
invasive to know for you guys to know that, but yes,
that's not invasive.
Invasive.
Can I just tell you, I think you could create the best ball wash out there and we would market it. I'm telling you, I think it would be such a great idea.
That's like the same level of invasiveness of like coochie wash, you know, it exists.
You guys wash your coochies?
Duh.
Yeah, but actually there is a lot of hate with that's so interesting that you meant there is a lot of hate with coochie wash.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't use like a marketed coochie right. wash, but I still wash my coochie.
So it's kind of interesting. I wonder if the guy one isn't right. It hasn't received like hate like that.
No,
it's so interesting.
That's okay. It's Manscaped.
Yeah,
so they make like cream for down there. They do like wash, like soap specifically for down
reach
there
out. It's a brand.
Sorry, this society this society puts so much chemicals in female things. They just came out with this other tampon company that had heavy metals in it.
I saw and heard about that.
I heard things about Tampax recently.
That's the company too. I'm talking about. Yeah. I didn't want to name drop, but yeah. Damn, I was using them for those. That's the first tampon of company course. That I tried. And I was putting heavy metals up in my cooch this whole time.
That's hard.
You know, I just thought about it, but like the topic was hobbies. Is like washing my balls a hobby?
I don't think it's a hobby. I just, you know.
It's a recreational thing I just do.
Yes.
But, I mean, you would hope most men wash their junk. I right? Mean, yes. Is that not like a common thing?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. Oh yeah, we're santicas.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they? I hope so.
No, but actually, it's interesting, right? So you, we were discussing like you being a better cook and stuff like that is attractive. There's this whole niche on TikTok where like guys are cooking, but they're like cooking very sexual. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I would not get that on my For You page.
But it's like,
why would you?
No, I'm serious. It's like artistic, but then they're doing like some, like.
Are they humping?
No. No, they're not humping.
Dennis is the dirtiest mind of all three of us.
Explain a little bit.
Okay. So like, let's say, first of all, the shots are insane. Like it's like, choo, choo, like close ups, right? But then it's like, let's say it's like an orange and he's like going like this.
Ew, I know what you're talking about now.
You've seen that, you've seen
like
that.
Like close ups
right?
of like oranges and like the liquid yes. like comes out.
And it's all very like sexualized. You've never seen this, how you know? I don't know.
But it's like 50 Shades of Grey, but for like fruit.
Yes. But then there's this other category of more like just men cleaning the house. And it's just like very nice.
I've seen those.
And I think that'd be so attractive. I think that is attractive. Yeah. Rawr. Because it's like.
I think. OK, can I just say, though? OK, I clean a lot.
Yeah.
That shit is not attractive.
You're right.
I'm in my boxers. mopping and cleaning the floor, it's not attractive. The versions that I know that you've seen, right, but is like guys with like a really dim like bachelor pad,
yeah.
right, like seductively wiping a table and looking at the camera, no, like licking their lips.
Ew. Okay, yeah, there is that. There is that, but that's,
I have
but
an
that's
argument.
Not attractive. Hold on, but that's not attractive. But before you say that, yeah. I just want to say it is very attractive for you to help me around the house. I think that is very attractive, even I if agree. You're just like in your boxers type of thing. That is a beautiful thing. It really is. So keep doing it.
Just know, under those boxers, I'm washed.
All right, tell me
something. I can't with Dennis sometimes. I really can't.
I'm telling you, he needs his ball wash. That we're gonna make it a thing.
We are gonna make
sleep
it a
perfume.
Thing.
That was an idea I had a long time ago. Sleep perfume. It's perfume for when you're gonna go to bed.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it. Do it. I was gonna say, tell me. Hobby that makes them more attractive. Like you were just saying, helping around the house.
Yeah.
Like, damn. I would love
specifically
to
what?
Like the fact that you cook for Natalie. Aww, love that.
Yeah.
I've always loved that. Fabio, my sister's boyfriend, cooks for her too. I love that.
Yeah.
I would eat so much better if my man just cooked for me.
Can I just tell you my
health would be
literally. My cousin shared with me her man cooks these incredible meals.
Does that make him more attractive?
In not like in a sexualized way, but look, this is meatloaf.
That's meatloaf. That's looking like salmon.
Look at this. Look at these meals. Isn't that so sweet, though?
Yes.
Like, look. Look at.
That's just the plate. Natalie, it's the plating.
It's not the plating. No.
Those were some normal ass pancakes with some jelly.
No.
It's the fact that he took the time to make them for her.
That's all it is.
All right. I make great meals, but they just happen to be on disposable plates.
We're not talking shit about your meals. We're saying that we love the fact you do it and you make great food.
Great. Yeah. So you guys. Okay. As of now, the things you guys have mentioned is when you guys are catered to. Mm-hmm. The cleaning and the food.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You guys haven't mentioned like a hobby that doesn't like affect your daily life. Like, what if I just whipped out a harp and just started playing a harp?
Well, musical instruments are very attractive for sure.
Okay.
For
name a instrument that if I played, name just one.
The guitar.
That would like instantly make you.
The guitar, the piano.
The banjo.
The fucking banjo.
I'm kidding. The harmonica. The triangle.
Banjo out, panties off.
That's how you promote your ball game.
Just you in boxers playing your banjo. Manscaped.
Wash.
Please come
wash,
for me.
Though, okay. I'm clean as I play the banjo.
But instruments are very awesome. Even just the voice, like somebody who sings, that's really nice and attractive.
I'm really trying to hear Dennis's singing voice.
Oh, he sings nice.
I've been
I got my own voice there.
He really does.
You hear me sing sometimes in the room when I'm editing and doing stuff.
Wait, but
I do it to myself
also
though.
Sing nice. Is it a family
Thank
thing?
You.
I'm starting to sing.
I mean, that'd be raps.
I will never forget one time it's me, David, Natalie in the car. I forget where we were going and he just goes, Natalie, drop a beat on him. And he just puts on this like beat, right? And is like, Natalie, just start rapping. Get into it. So you know, let's do it. And we're like, no, give us an example. We need an example.
What is that called?
Throw out.
He really is into that. That's so great.
That boy has a lot of hobbies. He has a lot of hobbies.
He's not very good at any of them.
No,
he tries. All he can do is try. And no, he does.
He does. He's good.
A good
throw. He puts his 100%.
I would say currently his best hobby is singing. We played that one song at
the
end of one of the podcasts.
Song? So you know
it was pretty
he
good.
He released a song.
Yeah, he has an song.
It's actually really good. I was like,
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny now that we bring it up? When he was growing up, he was the family comedian. Like, I remember him being funny. He's so funny.
No, he is so funny.
He would be an amazing entertainer.
Oh, 100%. I mean, people love him on the podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Let's say he was a stand up comedian. How late would he be in his own shows?
He might not even show up. Everyone's just there waiting for him, and they're already like pissed drunk by the time he gets there.
But no, Davi has a lot of great qualities. He's charismatic. He's also a great rock climber.
He's very into white girls. So if you're a white girl watching our show right now, you got a shot of love.
You really do.
Very quickly, the hobbies that were actually commented on this post, and then we can all agree whether it's attractive or not. Being able to cook. Mm-hmm. Let's say, okay, from 1 to 5 in level of attractiveness, cooking. For you guys.
Yeah. Let's just say yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes. All right. I got to say, though, it would be really great if I didn't have to cook.
Of course.
And my wife baked me some bomb-ass lasagna. That'd be great.
I would bake that. I could do that for you, honey.
I would like for you to make me lasagna one day.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay, cool.
Keep going. I want to respond to the one that I've been like, yeah.
Woodworking for some reason.
Yeah. That's the one I would be like, yes.
Okay, there's also that on TikTok.
Woodworking.
And that is weird.
So if like a guy built you a cabinet.
Heck yeah.
How attractive is that?
Let me think.
My really good friend, actually we just broke up, but her man was a woodworker. He went to boat school to like build boats in Newport. I didn't even know that was a thing in Newport until I met him.
But he
built them. They moved into their own place. He built their coffee table. He built... Like, it didn't come with a pantry, their apartment. So he built them this little, little just area to put their pantry items. I was like, that is handy as hell.
Yeah.
You know, did that make him more attractive?
Yes.
I would say for me.
And he was not. He was not attractive. But the fact that he could build things made him more attractive.
He went from a 2 to a 2.2.
Exactly. He did.
No, I can see how that's a thing. Honestly, I can't see that because my dad always was like the handyman. So I can't really think about. Plus, you're not handy at all. No offense.
Oh, he's pretty handy in my opinion.
I am so handy.
Wait, not compared to
not in the same sense of construction, but
technology.
You say, get this done for me. Oh, make 100%. This camera work. Do this work.
Honey, give me your hand. I know you're offended.
No. I'm not offended. Okay, that's fine. Because I know it's not real.
Yeah. You're not handy.
I would be offended if internal. Yeah, of course.
That's what I meant.
Actually, I make awesome ass IKEA furniture. I cannot lie. I follow instructions for IKEA to the T. Your dad just throws shit together.
We're talking that side, like woodwork.
Because un carpintero would also be like my dad.
I built this set.
No, you did. But I'm saying my dad can do plumbing, electrical, carpentry.
Yeah,
he built a shower in the basement.
I installed our kitchen sink. I literally did.
No, but you're right. Honey, you're right. I don't give you enough credit.
Okay, no, let
give
me just say.
Hand. I'm sorry.
No, fuck that. Okay, let me just say my best quality is I learn very quickly. That is my best quality. Yeah. So if I'm a good problem solver.
You are
and
great.
Let's say I need to figure something out, I will do it. And then I learn that ability and then I'll take it on and then I actually keep it. I retain it.
Yes.
That is my best quality.
I agree. You learn something.
Get out of here with your filthy ass unwashed hands. My balls are way too clean for you.
What? All right, next one.
All right. Painting. Do you guys find painting attractive?
Oh, stuff. I think so.
Did you guys ever watch that old movie called Ghost where it's a dead guy, right? He's a ghost. And then the main character girl is doing sculpting on that thing that spins. And they made it really sexual.
I've never seen that movie. No.
Ceramic pot making.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys find that attractive?
Not really. Not to
yes.
me.
Is there anything you don't find attractive, Sarina? Seems like you find most things attractive.
Just the things on this list. This is a very accurate list.
Okay. So painting you find attractive.
No, I'm traumatized by painting, honestly.
Really?
That and tennis.
Natalie, what about you?
Traumatizing.
I think yes. Like a guy that paints a beautiful mural or a picture of me.
Get this. Yeah. You guys are living in New York. And you guys are invited to, each of you individually. You guys are, I'm setting up a scenario. You guys are single And so you guys find a date and then he invites you to back to his, what do you call an open floor plan house?
Yeah. Loft.
Wow. A loft. Mm-hmm. And he has massive paintings like the size of this wall that he paints himself.
That's impressive.
Attractive? Impressive. Yes.
Very,
no?
Very.
I would be impressed. Attractiveness different.
Impressed. Oh, is impressiveness different from attractiveness?
So. I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I guess, yeah, you're right. I'm impressed by the wood thing.
I'm impressed by you all the time. I'm not attracted to you. Ew. You can build a keyboard.
I would hope you're not attracted to me, lady.
That's what I'm saying. Impressiveness versus, like, you impress me every day, but ew. Like,
that's a good point. Impressiveness and attractiveness are very different. It is. So you guys are impressed by paintings.
No, I think it's attractive.
I'm impressed.
So, okay. Wait, I feel like you've changed your opinion twice now. You're confusing me. The painting.
I think it's attractive.
So attractive and then Sabina, attractive. Both of you said attractive.
No, I think it's impressive.
Okay.
She said it's attractive.
You're got it. I was confused.
Attractive.
Oh, okay, very interesting. Last one, a guy who can sing well or play an instrument.
Yes.
Yes, because then he can sing with me.
Yeah, I think that's cute. Well, he could sing to me.
If I could play an instrument, which one would you want me to play? Because I can't play any.
Honestly, the piano would be so beautiful.
I practiced that for so long.
I love the piano.
And I was pretty good at it, but it's just a lot of time.
You also tried electric guitar.
I did that too.
That was cool.
Natalie, are you still in piano lessons? That just reminded me.
Did I ever tell you?
I don't know what happened to the piano lesson, but I remember.
The instructor died.
No, she didn't.
Dennis, you know I'm gullible. I am so gullible. Dennis always catches me.
A piano fell on her and she died.
I would have believed that too.
A grand piano.
Honestly, me too. You're just like me. Anything he says, I'm like,
No way.
No, he messes with our emotions.
I got to work on my acting. We do so many TikToks.
No, so here's what happened. I got rejected.
I know, but I thought she was the only one that didn't reject you.
No, there was a man that didn't.
Okay.
And to be honest, I haven't followed up, but I really should. I got a lot of hobbies I want to do. I want to learn Japanese. I want to learn how to.
You got to hone in on one hobby.
But I love it all. I love it all, guys.
Valid.
Why do you feel like you pick up so many hobbies? We actually talked about it in the previous one of ADHD. I mean, I know what it is. I don't want to say
it. But I also am just curious. I love learning. I always love learning.
I have a closet full of hobbies. I wish I was kidding.
She's Connect Four champion.
I don't know about it, but I literally in the closet I'm referencing, there's a whole bunch of yarn because I went through a knitting and crocheting phase. I actually made
You're
a blanket.
Good,
I know it took me like 2 years because I like would do it for like a month and then put it down and get distracted by another hobby and
That's
then
so cool.
do it for another month. And I made a blanket.
Mom is amazing at it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And then there's also, have you guys ever seen like those crystal paintings? It's like you pick it up with like a little pen and then you stick it to the canvas.
I don't know. Oh, sounds fun.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure it doesn't even work anymore because I started it and probably some of the glue is dry. I also started making another blanket
okay,
out of old hoodies.
Okay, you've done everything. I got it.
A lot of things.
All right, final word. What do we find to be the most attractive hobby for all three of us? We each have to say our most attractive.
From those?
No, from
being
any,
able to do any. Something with your hands.
Got it.
That sounds very sexual.
Got it. Okay. Natalie?
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Doing something with your hands.
Now. Yes, working with you, like woodworking, cooking, anything you can, you know, make.
We're All putting right. men to work.
Got it. I'm going to be very broad and just girls who are into fitness.
Oh, we didn't even ask you. I feel so bad.
It doesn't matter. It's
you want a gym baddie?
We've been talking about literally just us. What do you find attractive? This is so interesting. What are hobbies?
There's one here that I didn't mention. And this one's nice.
Yeah.
This is my own personal also. And a lot of the men in the comments actually agreed with this one. A woman who has her own hobbies and doesn't need to make them an integral part of the relationship. Is very attractive.
So what would that be like?
It would be like each of us having our own independent time mm-hmm. and being okay from the fact that we're not attached at the hip at all times.
Okay. That is actually reminding me, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's also not a hobby. It's a major part of Natalie's life. But like Natalie is really into like her religion and like Bible study reading and like having those like little moments for herself with God. And then Dennis is just at the gym.
That's true.
That's me. Yeah.
I was going to ask you if that makes me more attractive.
No. Point blank, no.
No, it's not.
If anything, it's repulsive.
Valid.
So So wait, then you didn't agree with that because that's literally time apart. That defines exactly
the apart time is cool. The hobby's lame.
I think he's trying to say like you can have your hobby.
I think he's trying to say hobby. He is accepting Jesus as Lord.
Tell me how I come from the gym and there's like seven sets of eyes in my living room staring at me and I forgot that there was a Bible study going on in my house. And I guess they were talking about something real deep right before that because they got quiet and awkward. And I was like, oh, it's feeling real biblical in here. That was literally what I said. And then I walked the fuck out of that room.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I made myself a sandwich, went up to the second floor, and that was that. That was the end of that.
Oh my God.
Anyways, next topic. None of us have kids. We don't have kids, but we were kids. Our parents probably lied a lot to us to get us to do things that they needed us to get done, like homework or whatever, not lie, be kind to them, follow the rules, all sorts of stuff. I wanted to know if there is anything that you can remember back from your childhood that you realize now, like, oh, they lied to me. That wasn't a thing. When I lie, my nose doesn't grow. My ears don't turn red. Were there moments that you remember particularly that you were lied to? And then when thinking forward to when we're parents, I have a list of things that are actually unethical hacks that we can use on our own kids.
Mm-hmm. My mom told me she was allergic to animals.
Oh,
oh my God. That is wrong. Shit. I experienced that too.
You know how long I wanted a pet?
That's so wrong.
That I finally wrong. Have a cat. Finally. He's the love of my life. I had to wait 20 years for it. But then, and it took me until I was older because she'd always be like, oh, sorry, baby. I'm allergic. No dog. No cat. I'm allergic. So sorry. Then it finally dawned on me. Wait, my aunt has a dog. Her friend has a dog. She's in the same room as these dogs. Where's her allergic reaction at?
You know, I feel like animals bring so much joy. Yes. Right? And I don't know what it is. It might be a Colombian mom thing, but I feel like Colombian women don't love animals the way that
they don't.
Women here and kids here, I don't know why. I've noticed that. Like, they treat them like chandas is what they call
it. I was going to say that. I was actually going to say that. Just the fact. At least the
women that I grew up with didn't always love animals. They would see them more as farm animals.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
I was going into it.
That's my dad. That's not my aunts, though. My aunts were the ones that had the pets. And then my mom would be in the same room as them. And I'd be like,
which is so messed up because I think that because my mom also grew up with a lot of like farm animals, she was tired of it. So when she finally got to have her own house, she's like, absolutely not. Absolutely never. Right. Which granted, the situation here is different. You're not in a farm. This is an actual house. Right. So the idea of like me wanting all these different animals wouldn't really make sense. But I did feel like I lacked a lot of that love that I could have gotten from an animal early on. And trauma, because I did get some dogs and they were taken from me.
Me too.
And that's so horrible. That's the worst thing you could do to your child.
I had a dog for a week.
I had a dog for 3 days.
I had a bunny for a day.
Liar.
I swear to you.
Did Paula peck him or something?
No. So I was in Colombia and we pet sit for somebody. Uh-huh. But they told me that it was now mine. Oh, they lied. God,
that's
right?
So messed up.
So they said it was mine, but we pet sit. And then I woke up the next day and the bunny was gone. And I was like, hey, where's my keyword what? My
that's
bunny?
Really messed up,
oh, he ran away. I was like, he fucking died or something? Like, did an eagle swoop down and take him? No, they gave it back to the owner.
That's
so what I don't understand. First of all, this is my aunt, not my mom that said it.
Why?
First of all, why was I told that it was now mine as opposed to just saying we're taking care of it?
Yeah.
That's effed up.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to add that to my get ready with me on Latin traumas because that is a thing. That really is a thing. Latin trauma, man.
We also have a lot of negative terms for animals like chanda, like perra, like just a lot of
chandoso.
Bad word. Chandoso.
Bro, every time I drive by a dog, I'm like, oh my God, my dad. Mira ese chandoso, déjalo en paz, Sabina. ¿Por qué lo tienes que tocar? ¿Por qué lo tienes que tocar ese chandoso? Usted no sabe dónde está.
But that's why I think they see animals differently than we've seen them here.
They see animals as animals.
In America.
As like a fucking raccoon. Like, like just some random animal that's just literally on the street.
Yeah. One time my dad he calls me and I'm watching the sunset. I was at school and I called him early because I was going to go watch the sunset with my friends. And then he calls me back like 10 minutes later. He goes, Sabina, do you know what a coyote looks like? I'm like, I imagine so. I've never seen one. Yeah. He goes, they're kind of the size of dogs, right? Mm. Don't try and pet one. I'm like, you think I'm going to try to pet a coyote?
You would.
I'm not going to lie. I would have probably.
They look like a cross between a fox and a dog.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. What was the question?
The question was lies that we give our children.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
That was a good one. I mean, yeah, I think everybody's been lied to. I had a goldfish. Goldfish disappeared. What happened to the goldfish? It died, but they didn't have the heart to tell me.
You know, another traumatic lie? So they just
said, went away.
Another traumatic lie. So me and my friend, my childhood friend, were sleeping at my house on Christmas night. And they were like, oh, guys, Santa's here. Come on, come on.
I was going to say
they woke us up. Go to the living room. You missed them, guys. Santa's not here anymore. Yeah. We were like, you liars. You woke us up for nothing.
I honestly think Santa is a hard one because I remember learning that it wasn't real and I was really heartbroken.
But how is that probably an unethical? Still,
it just feels like you are squashing a kid's like dream.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, though, if I almost would have preferred to have been told like, hey, it's just us, because there is a charm in that.
I mean, in Colombia, they say it's Jesus coming down and giving gifts.
So imagine
they don't even say it's Santa.
So I think that's even more harmful because then kids are like, the poor ones, like, why don't I get gifts? I'm a bad kid. Because
Jesus don't love you.
That's so sad. that's so sad.
That's probably the worst
that's
one.
That's so sad.
Like Jesus specifically said, fuck you to that one child.
That's so sad. Dude, no.
That is wrong.
That is wrong.
But anyways, I'll give you another unethical one and then we'll talk about it, right? So there was a family. They said that your tongue will turn purple if you lie, right? So that every time the little boy would lie or the little girl, they would cover their mouth prior to lying. And that way the parent would know that the child is lying.
That's definitely manipulative.
That's kind of funny.
But it's not harmful. It is unethical. That's kind of what I'm going.
Gotcha.
I would be the kid to lie and stick my tongue out and be like, you see it? It's purple.
That is sad.
Were you guys big on lying to your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you very truthful? I was very truthful. What about you, Natalie?
I'm trying to think.
There's a reason I'm a great actress. Once again, I think it's different. Strict Hispanic parents as a girl versus Hispanic parents as a guy.
I've always heard strict parents create sneaky kids.
Exhibit A.
You know, yeah, I think that my mom would always tell me one thing that I'd love to also tell my kids, which is like, I'd love to be your best friend. And I remember rolling my eyes being like, how the heck are you going to be my best friend? You know,
fucked, yeah.
But she really proved herself because I would tell her things that were very like confidential, I guess. And she would never like judge me. And it was always very real.
Would your mom tell her siblings though?
That's the part though. That's the part that made me lose trust in her.
The chisme.
Because she has like eight sisters. But anyways,
I promise I'll never tell anyone as they have their fingers crossed.
No. Calls her sister right after.
No, but you know, I didn't really do that very much. I also didn't lie to my parents as much. I didn't.
I just avoided the topics that I would have to lie about.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't tell them until like the day before that I was going to Vermont with my roommates.
Damn, you gave them no time to even process it.
Yeah, that way they can't say anything.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that logic.
I don't like that.
Well, I've learned that because my sister does that a lot and it's so hurtful as a sister. Like if you were to be my sister and because you see your parents' pain and they're like, why doesn't that person like just trust and tell me things?
Well,
to us it's been painful.
I mean, Sabina probably experienced situations where ahead and said no, she couldn't go.
No, I'm
so
not,
now she learned she had to do that.
And that's sad.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's sad. So that's so interesting.
Trauma.
I wonder if my sister feels that then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There was another, because I just feel like so many times growing up, like I always had to be like, I would always be the first one at a friend hangout and then the first one to leave. Like I would always have to be the one and be like, I'm so sorry guys, can you all move your car so I can get out? Cause like I would be the one in front because I was the first one there.
Yeah.
And then my curfew was like 8 p.m. as a senior in high school. And all these other kids, their curfews were like 12.
Yeah.
Would your parents both come together on that decision or was it mainly just one? Both?
Yes.
Damn, so your parents were hand in hand in terms of parenting.
Yes.
You know, wow. I think that's interesting because I feel like my dad was a strict one and my mom was not.
Yeah, for me.
So it always kind of helps.
Actually,
but they were both like yeah, my dad was more of the strict one. So it does kind of help to have like someone to kind of feel like.
To fight for you.
Yes. Yeah.
That was always my dad for me growing up. But then it was different once I got older because he's the one that's always like, I can't sleep if you're not here. I get worried about you.
I had that
too. You're my girl. You're my princess.
I had that too. My mom would say that I can't sleep until you're there, but she would let me go to like 11:30, 12.
Yeah.
You know, eight is wild.
I was also raised by senior citizens. So maybe that's also different.
That is true.
I always tell people your IHOP has this. Sorry, Dennis. IHOP has this like senior citizen menu. And always growing up, I'd be like, I want this. And the waiter would be like, sorry, honey, you're not 55 plus. And I'd be like, Dad, can you order this for me?
Wait, what's in the senior menu?
Just like different like plates.
Yeah. It's like kids menus at that's restaurants. Cool. But like
what makes them senior? Citizen?
Mashed potatoes for people with no teeth.
I don't know if they would put that for breakfast, but okay.
Something is really like, what's the difference? That's really interesting.
That's also what I would think.
Applesauce for nerve loss in your tongue.
Oh, what? All right.
Okay. My kid went up 4 reading levels over COVID. Everyone thought I was really putting in a big effort with his reading. The truth is I just turned subtitles on TV.
Oh, wow. Little hack.
Yeah.
That's the kind of hacks that I'm telling
but
you.
But that doesn't seem unethical.
It's not unethical, but unethical also means like it can be a very small hack.
That's
like
a good one.
Because a lot of people don't like subtitles. What if your child says, I don't like subtitles? And then you say, doesn't matter. That's too damn bad. I'm putting subtitles. Read it. But look, it held. That's actually really cool.
It did.
What's the deal with subtitles? When you guys are watching a movie, do you guys... your eyes just go down and are attracted at the words, or do you guys still watch the visuals and listen and ignore the subtitles?
For me, I look at the words, unfortunately. That's why I don't like subtitles. Once again, I get distracted.
I was raised by a senior citizen with hard hearing. There's always been subtitles growing up.
Maybe your reading level is improved because of it.
I actually suck at reading so bad that I have an app that reads to me.
Oh, Audible?
No, it's called Speechify. For any students out there, you just like upload the reading that your professor gives you. Because especially like now all my readings, they just give it to me on our like website.
And that's the sponsor for today's video. Just kidding.
Is it free?
No.
No. Wow.
I know. I made my mom buy it for me on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mom, it's for school, cool. Please.
This other unethical hack. Tell your kid that they snore in their sleep. So when they're fake sleeping, they snore. You can catch your kid fake sleeping like that. Have you guys ever fake sleeped?
Yes, no. And I get away with it every time. I
don't. Damn, Sabina, you've done everything.
Why would you do that? I don't get it.
What's so they
that?
Don't bother me. Jeez.
Really?
I actually did that too. I would fake sleep. I would be playing like Game Boy like, late at night.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to like beat a level or whatever.
Yeah.
It'd be like 3 a.m. and they'd like open my
that
door
makes sense.
And come in and you'd be like fake sleeping and they close it and back to gaming. It's like, that's how you do it.
I've also done that.
All right, everyone. DS. Thank you for tuning. Oh, actually, no. Don't leave. We got a fan fact of the week. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we're actually all very fortunate to work from home. Sabina makes a small little commute, which isn't that bad. It's not that
Wait,
bad.
Wait, what do you think, Sabina?
You think it's bad, Sabina?
Yes.
No, I'm going to ignore that. And I'm just going to say we all don't commute. How about that? Today I learned that the average American loses 400 days of their life commuting to and from work. How does that make you feel, Sabina? That you're wasting 400 days of your life?
I 100% believe it. That's why a lot of the time I'll put my readings for school while I drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Or like I'll listen to something while I drive because I know I'm wasting so much time during that drive.
How does it make you feel, Natalie, that you know you're not wasting that time?
Fantastic.
I wish.
Sensational.
Honestly, no, honestly, amazing. Because I was talking to actually some of the girls from the Bible study and they're like, I don't know when to go to the gym. And I was like, girl, tell me about your schedule. And so literally the only time they had was like at 5 a.m. And yes, they could. But like, do you really want to? That's pretty harsh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the hard thing about working from home is you have to be extremely, again, like disciplined in when are you going to cut work? It like, okay, for example, this weekend I'm hanging out with my friend Jennifer, mm-hmm. right? Am I looking forward to it? No, because it's in my house. I want to get out of here. Like I've been here all week. So like I also need a little bit of like a break.
Yeah.
And that's why I do love going to like, we've been one time. I'm like, I do like going to the run club, but it's like, I like doing things out of the house as well because it gives me more of a reason to not feel stuck here. Sometimes I do feel like I'm kind of rotting here.
Everything about working from home is great. That's all I gotta say.
It is really no. It is fantastic. Great things for sure.
Someone commented on that that on top of driving to work, how much time in life is spent working?
Oof, a lot.
So I would go ahead and say more than half of our life.
That's why you better like your job. Spent hopefully. Working. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm trying to adopt that Colombian culture. They have a long weekend every weekend.
Yeah, that's so important.
They did an interview for like really, really, really rich people on TikTok mm-hmm. to figure out how they made money. Mm-hmm. And most people with money made money by investing their money. Mm-hmm. So a lot of rich people don't even work. That's just how this country ends up working out and runs in that way. Just having a savings account where you can make 5% and putting $2 million into it, you can make about $70,000 off of just interest from having it in the bank.
Before we finish off the podcast, yeah. I'm just curious, what time do you guys think I leave my house to get here?
Ooh, I was thinking about that the other day, actually.
We were talking about that.
We're like, what time? Cause actually, the day you were late, we're like, what time do you think she leaves? I think you leave your house at 9.
Don't say it yet. I want to guess too. So work starts at 10.
If you go to Duncan, though.
Regardless of, I leave at the same time to get here. Regardless if I go to Duncan.
Oh. 8:45.
No.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
9. I leave an hour before I have to get here.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Damn. That sucks.
I know. That's an hour of my life that I'm just to get here.
There's people that commute 3 hours to work and back.
Floridians.
They lose 6 hours.
Is it the traffic though? Or mm-hmm. is it just, yeah, right?
And then because I have to go to they live in a gated community. Mm-hmm. So I have to go to security. But I actually, that's a side note. There's another entrance now. Yeah. But I would have to go all the way up to security and then come into their house.
Hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I figured it'd be like 9 mm-hmm. just to get here. You're usually outside like by 9:40-ish.
Yeah. I like to, because I was raised to be early. Yeah. On time.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
At least I get those 20 minutes to rot on my phone.
Yeah.
Good.
I'd rather always be early anywhere.
Well, anyways, for those of you that are watching, again, we're wearing the Colombia shirts. We're going to the Colombian Copa America finals against Argentina on Sunday. Next podcast, we'll talk about what the hell happened there. And if we lost, we'll be crying. And if we won, I'll have a replica sized trophy right here.
I think we might cry either way.
We probably will cry whether we win or lose.
I hope we win.
Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode.
What a fun episode.
Be sure to rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah. You know what we should start doing in the beginning of the podcast? I know you're still recording, but we should ask them to, like, if they're watching it, to just like IG it, and then we can share it on the IG. Because I think
I'm down for that. Yeah.
To see moving so forward. Fun. I think that'd be really fun. Cool.
Peace out, everyone. Bye.
That was a great podcast.